You're listening to SBS News.
The Senate confirmation hearing for United States President Donald Trump's choice to become the newest Supreme Court judge has turned into chaos after sustained interruptions from Democrat senators and protesters. The Democrats accuse Republicans of blocking access to documents concerning nominee Brett Kavanaugh's work more than a decade ago under former President George W. Bush. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley was interrupted as he tried to deliver his opening remarks, with Democrat Committee Member Kamala Harris calling for a delay.
I welcome everyone to this confirmation hearing on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
The Democrats have said more than 100,000 pages of documents relating to Mr. Kavanaugh's time as staff secretary to Mr. Bush between 2003 and 2006 have not been released. The Republicans released some of the documents only hours before the hearing began. Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein has told the hearing it is only reasonable that senators be given time to view the new material.
I mean, understand where we're coming from. It's not to create a disruption. It's not to make this a very bad process. It is to say, majority, give us the time to do our work so that we can have a positive and comprehensive hearing on the man who may well be the deciding vote for many of America's futures.
The Republicans say the Democrats have plenty of documents to assess Mr. Kavanaugh's record, including his 12 years of judicial opinions as a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Republican Senator Ted Cruz said the Democrats are only delaying the proceedings for their own benefit.
The Democrats are focused on procedural issues because they don't have substantive points strong enough to derail this nomination. They don't have substantive criticism with Judge Kavanaugh's actual judicial record, so they're trying to divert everyone with procedural issues. But everyone should understand, Judge Kavanaugh has handed over more documents than any nominee, more than the last five combined, Republican and Democratic nominees. It's not about documents, it's not about qualification, it's not about record. What it is about is politics.
President Trump selected the 53-year-old conservative judge to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy, who remained central in many cases and was often the swing vote. Many opponents believe Mr. Kavanaugh's appointment would threaten abortion rights, healthcare access, and gun control, as well as checks on presidential power. Protesters interrupted proceedings more than a dozen times as they shouted their opposition.
Shut this hearing down! This hearing is an attack on women's rights and an attack on democracy! Shut this hearing down now! I urge you to shut this hearing down!
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch took offense to the disruption from protesters.
Judge Kavanaugh is one of the most distinguished judges. Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to have this loudmouth removed. I mean, we shouldn't have to put up with this kind of stuff. I hope she's not a law student.
There is a long history of heated fights over U.S. Supreme Court nominations. Democrats have accused Senate Republican leaders of stealing a seat on the court by refusing to consider former President Barack Obama's nominee in 2016, allowing President Trump to fill the vacancy instead. And last year, Republicans reduced the margin needed for advancing Supreme Court nominations from 60 votes in the 100-seat Senate to a simple majority to force through the confirmation of President Trump's nominee. There are also concerns President Trump has nominated Mr. Kavanaugh because the judge previously said he does not believe in investigating sitting presidents. Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says that should be a concern for all senators.
You come before us nominated by a president named in open court as directing criminal activity and a subject of ongoing criminal investigation. You displayed expansive views on executive immunity from the law. If you are in that seat, sir, because the White House has big expectations that you will protect the president from the due process of law, that should give every senator pause.
7 hours after the hearing began, Mr. Kavanaugh finally made his opening remarks. He told senators he believes there should be no bias in the courts.
The Supreme Court must never, never be viewed as a partisan institution. The justices on the Supreme Court do not sit on opposite sides of an aisle. They do not caucus in separate rooms. If confirmed to the Supreme Court, I would be part of a team of nine, committed to deciding cases according to the Constitution and laws of the United States.
The hearing is due to run through Friday, with the Senate likely to vote on confirmation later this month. The court begins its next term in October. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.